U.S. officials said Friday the Delta variant of COVID-19 is now the dominant strain worldwide, accompanied by a surge of deaths around the United States, almost entirely among unvaccinated people. United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky says U.S. cases of COVID-19 are up 70% over the previous week, and deaths are up 26%, with outbreaks occurring in parts of the country with low vaccination rates. The seven-day average number of daily cases is now more than 26,000, more than twice its June low of around 11,000 cases, according to CDC data. She says, quote, this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated, adding that 97% of people entering hospitals in the U.S. with COVID-19 are unvaccinated. The White House says around 1 in 5 new cases now occur in Florida. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci claims the more contagious Delta variant has been detected around 100 countries globally and is now the dominant variant worldwide. Britain reported its highest number of new COVID cases in more than 6 months on Friday, days before the government plans to relax curbs on pubs, restaurants, and nightclubs and ease requirements to wear masks. Government data shows there was nearly 52,000 new cases of coronavirus, the highest daily total since January 15th. However, with over two-thirds of the adult population fully vaccinated, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said the time is right to lift most remaining restrictions, due to a weaker link between case numbers and hospitalization or death. From Monday, nightclubs in England can reopen, and pubs, bars, and restaurants will be able to pack in more customers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Devastating floods have torn through entire villages and killed at least 126 people in Europe,